This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Think about the level of evil demonstrated by the tech giants and their censorship. They conspire, even with Barack Obama, by the way. We now know that Barack Obama called them all to a collusion conference. Everybody, Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Zuckerberg is there in the picture. Eric Schmidt is there from Google. Called them all together and coordinated a planned takedown of all pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-liberty content. And that's what they have pursued ever since. And it's now so obvious that it's practically the number one topic of conversation. I mean, I've been warning about this for years, but now President Trump is tweeting about it every day. Even Rush Limbaugh is talking about it, and he's not really a tech-focused guy, for the most part. But he's talking about it, and Sean Hannity and all the conservatives now know that the censorship is real. And yet these tech giants and their employees, they believe that this is the right thing to do because they have abandoned any adherence to freedom of speech or fairness. I mean, censorship is a form of cheating. They can't win elections unless they cheat, and they have to cheat by silencing their political opposition so that there can be no debates. I mean, think about it. Democrats don't want debates, especially in the online realm. They don't think that their opposition has any right to speak. And so they're carrying this out in a kind of fascist method here while they're calling their opponents fascists. And I got to say, if you work for Google, you work for YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you are working for an evil regime that is now worse than the Third Reich in terms of its censorship and oppression and crimes against human expression. Now, Google hasn't yet murdered 6 million people like the Third Reich did, but believe me, that's coming next in terms of the Democrats' plans. They want to murder conservatives. And a lot more than 6 million. They want to murder 100 million conservatives. I mean, make no mistake where this is going. If regimes that kill speech, it won't be long before they start killing people. That's what this is all about. They want absolute control. They don't believe that conservatives have a right to exist. Not just that you don't have the right to speak or post content or have videos. That they believe you don't have the right to exist. And because of that, censorship is step one to a Holocaust, a communist pushed tech giant led Holocaust in America. Make no mistake that that's where this is headed. Now, if you work for these companies, you're working for evil and it's time to leave because let me tell you, there's going to be a backlash against all of this. The backlash, well, I'll just say it this way. I recently sat down and interviewed Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and he told me on camera, this was broadcast on the air, he told me that if Antifa, which is an anti-American radical left, and many Antifa members work for the tech giants, by the way, like Antifa is mostly pathetic white kids wearing black garb, and they work in the tech companies. They work inside Google and Facebook and Twitter, and they want to murder conservatives. But Stuart Rhodes told me that if Antifa were to, for example, kill the family of a Border Patrol officer, that Antifa members would be, in response, hunted down and exterminated. I mean, he didn't use those exact terms, but that's what he meant, that they would be hunted down and exterminated by police officers. And military veterans and border patrol officers and people who believe in law and order, they would just go to war with Antifa and they would eliminate them all. You see, the tech giants, they can't win in the real world. They can only win in the online virtual world. They can control digital speech. And even that, of course, is now under extreme attack. Or I should say aggressive attack by the president, who's probably going to break apart Google and use antitrust action to force these companies to stop their politically motivated censorship. We need an online digital bill of rights. We need the First Amendment to apply to the public square of the online space, by the way. And that's underway. Efforts have already begun. But in the real world, in the 3D physical world, these tech giants have no power, and their employees are pathetic weaklings. And I recall Milo Yiannopoulos saying that, in his view, once the Civil War began, he thought that corporate headquarters of Facebook might be firebombed. For example, he said that in an interview, I believe, on InfoWars one day. It was a few months ago, but I remember it. And I think what he's alluding to, now he didn't call for that. He's not calling for violence. He didn't call for such actions. But what he's saying is that it's pretty obvious to real Americans and patriots who are working to defend law and order. I'm talking about police officers, I'm talking about sheriff's deputies, military veterans and active duty military, plus just patriots who defend the president and defend the Constitution. It's pretty obvious to all those people that once a civil war breaks out, the first places you got to go, or they will likely go, would be to the headquarters of Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, YouTube, these companies, and stop the malicious censorship and propaganda and lies. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that you in that kind of scenario, a civil war scenario, where America is under attack by Google. I mean, Google has become an enemy of the state, truly the enemy of America. Google is openly conspiring with China, as is Apple and Facebook. They're all being run by the communist Chinese that want to destroy America. Google has become a traitorous organization, an enemy of America. And it's pretty obvious to me that it wouldn't take much for the president to order the United States military to march in there and take over this enemy, you know, anti-American tech company that is engaged in sedition and treason. And that's not a stretch. And by the way, I've laid out the exact scenario where Trump has the power to do that. Go to real.video and look for my video called The Trump Chaos Plan. Trump Chaos Plan. It's a counterthink episode that broadcasts on InfoWars. And I laid out that Trump has the executive order power to seize all forms of media and communications. And this power was created by none other than Barack Obama. And this power has existed in the hands of the executive for many, many years. Meaning that, again, Trump, once there's a certain amount of chaos that happens in America, you know, a civil war, violence on the streets, economic breakdown, what have you, Trump can order the military to take over Google and Facebook and YouTube and to stop their censorship, to stop their attacks on America. And I think that even if Trump doesn't order the military to take over those institutions, that patriots might do it on their own at some point. Who knows? So this is why the left is going insane. This is why they don't care that they're violating laws, that they're going to lose all the lawsuits on censorship. They are desperate. They're trying everything that they can try right now to try to maintain control, knowing that they're going to be stopped at one point. You know, sooner or later, they're going to be stopped either by the citizens or they're going to be stopped by the Trump administration, i.e. using the military. One way or another, these tech giants are going down and their censorship is going to end. And, you know, metaphorically, they're going to be burned to the ground. That's a metaphor, not that's why I use the word metaphorically. So think about this. This is coming. The unfairness, the cheating of censorship will not be tolerated long term in the United States of America. The president has spoken very clearly on that. The citizens are outraged at what's going on. And the patriots will win any kind of a conflict in the real world. I mean, all it frankly would take, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just saying, if patriots blockaded employees from being able to enter the Google headquarters building, if employees could not go into Google and run the servers, Google would crash and burn in less than 72 hours and it would be offline. That's all it would take. Is a coordinated effort to block Google employees from entering their headquarters, you know, from doing the work. Same thing at Facebook, same thing at YouTube and Twitter. There's no violence needed. You don't have to, you know, commit any violence. You just have to essentially deplatform Google's employees. So Google wants to deplatform all conservatives. Well, maybe the conservatives one day get together and say, well, we're not going to let you work at Google because you are cheating and you are ruining America. You are lying and you are stealing and you are committing election fraud and you're doing all these things. We're not going to let you go in there and work. So this is Mike Adams here. Thanks for listening. Watch my videos at real.video.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.